Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Jordana.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We tape a couple at a time, so we're now back together again. How's it been going? What's going on?
What's going on?
I've been checking in on your Instagram stories. You and Mike are watching shows together.
I know. We're just trying to rub it in Jess's face.
Rub it in her face.
Look at all the shows we're watching.
Look
we're not
what
doing
we have.
Yeah.
So anything special? Anything?
Ship turned one. So
whoa.
You guys should definitely download Ship because it's dating season.
It's dating season. It's the time of year to be on a dating app just because it's cold out and you don't want to leave the house. And you're like, well, how do I get the dopamine in my brain? Well, let me get some matches.
Exactly.
Why not?
Yes. And bring your friends on there with you. Just, yeah. You know, they have seasonal affective disorder, too. They need a hobby.
Awesome.
What about you?
I've been traveling. I was in San Francisco. Love the city of San Francisco.
Yes.
Just such a, like, I mean, talk about weather.
Great weather.
Like, I mean, in the sun, it's like 80, and in the shade, it's like 40.
It's like here in the spring, I feel like.
So, I think we, in New York, you get three good weather weeks a year.
Yeah.
That's it. One in the fall, two in the spring, and then the summer is just a hot box, and the winter is just the saddest, grayest right. time of year.
I feel like all of February and most of March, it just looks like Gotham City. Like,
yeah.
Dark.
Like everything,
cloudy.
Miserable.
Yeah.
San Francisco was like being in a dream. Like you just bright and beautiful and windy and crisp. And it was just a nice time. I was out in San Francisco and then I'm going to be in Nashville. I just was in Nashville.
You were just in Nashville.
I was in Nashville.
It's the 19th.
Because it's the 19th. I'm going to be in San Diego this weekend.
Ooh.
That's right. If you're in San Diego, I'll be doing shows all weekend at the Comedy Store in La Jolla. So if you're out there, come on out, San Diego. I also have shows coming up in New York and Boston that I want to blow out. So Boston and New York at Laugh Boston and at Gotham Comedy Club. Those are like big two. I have two homes,
nice.
Boston and New York. So
yes. Those
I go to my website, jaredfreed.com, jaredfreed.com. I also have Dallas and Providence were added to my calendar.
Ooh, I like Providence. Great
love,
city.
Love Providence. Great food in Providence.
Is it?
Good Italian food. And Dallas. I've never done stand-up in Dallas, so I'm excited to do that. So,
that'll be awesome.
JaredFreed.com.
La Jolla is one of those cities where like someone said it out loud, and I'm like, that's how you say it?
I have, believe you know? Me, I have, every time I see it, I want to go La Jolla so bad.
And like every time I forget, hear it, and then I forget, and then someone says it again, and I'm like, oh, I'm like the worst person.
You have to, you take a little tiny hiccup before you say it, because I even, before I said it on, that's probably the first time I've said it out loud in general.
It like grounds you when you're like, oh, like I am not a sophisticated person.
No, I'm the least sophisticated person. So I'll be in La Jolla.
Exactly.
Coming up this weekend. But bring your friends. Bring the crew. Get them all involved. The shows are fun for the whole family.
Yes.
JaredFreed.com, JaredFreed.com. What are we talking about today?
So a few weeks back, we put up this Instagram story, which got a lot of buzz. It was basically this girl, and there was like an article written about it. This girl, she tweeted about canceling a date, and then the guy's response. And I'll read the tweet. So she said, "You can truly dodge a bullet with men by inquiring to reschedule a first date day of and seeing how they respond." Okay?
So they had a date set. She asked to reschedule.
Right.
And then he responds to the reschedule, I guess we'll say negatively,
right.
And she puts it out to Twitter.
For the Twitter, yeah, got like thousands of retweets and comments and all that shit.
So do we want to read, do a live reading of the conversation?
Yeah, so I'll be her and you can be him.
Okay, great.
Hey, I'm so sorry to even ask this, but how do you feel about a weekend day instead of right now? We just got approval to launch a product and it's happening very quickly.
Are you joking? I'm showered, ready to go, and had planned my day around this. I understand work comes first, but to pull out this late is pretty disrespectful. If you're unable to respect me or my time, then I'm over it. Be well. Peace emoji. Now, what's the question here?
The question here is, who is right?
Okay.
Right?
In old-fashioned Twitter fashion, who is right?
Whose side are you on?
Who's good and who is evil?
Because her side is like, I dodged a bullet, this guy's a lunatic, and his side is, this girl
disrespected
my time.
Okay.
So when I first read this, I thought, I did not understand that the texts were, that the girl was canceling, and I thought it was the guy.
Okay.
And I have to admit, I was more sympathetic before I realized
the roles were reversed.
Yes.
That is the
thing. I'll admit that.
Okay, good.
Because that actually happened to me in my head.
Sure. So you thought the man canceled and the woman wrote, are you joking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I was initially like, that's fucked up. And I like kind of understand why she's annoyed because like I too have had to wash my hair before a date that didn't wind up happening.
Sure. Okay, and you put on makeup, right. And you got dressed, and you took out the heels, and you're ready to go, and you took the two shots to loosen yourself up.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah,
it's a little annoying. I get it.
I hear it.
And then I was the other way around, and I still wasn't like, now I'm completely on the side of it's okay to cancel. But I do think I thought of it differently, which is kind of, it was funny that it happened that way because I don't know if I would have thought that I would have thought of it differently.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Well, I do know what you mean. That was my whole thought going in.
Was that if it was a
if
guy?
This was if the genders were reversed, nobody would be on the guy's side.
Right. Well, it's a double standard in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah.
Because we think, okay, women take longer to get ready. They put in more effort. They're more, you know, thrown around in society, right? They're more canceled on. Their dates are more fickle.
We get this email from women all the time where the guy cancels last second and we're faced with what should you do? We get this a lot.
Yeah, we get that a lot. So it was interesting to see it the other way. But then there's also the double standard of like, how important do we think of work? As a like,
what do you mean?
I think there is a double standard of like, I initially assumed that someone canceling for work was a guy, which in my own mind, I guess I am biased in my own way.
Yeah.
That was my initial, there's nothing in these texts which reveal gender. Right?
Nothing in them.
Nothing until you see the top. So I have to admit, I guess it showed my own bias that it was like the person's like some last minute work thing came up and I assumed it was a man.
Yeah. It does play with what, you know, the as we joked about before, Twitter is based off of one side is good and one side is evil. Mm-hmm. Twitter takes out all the nuance and the internet in general takes out all the nuance. So we're always put in these positions where get him, you know, where it's like she canceled, get her, or he canceled, cancel him,
or
the
he was like aggressive, cancel him.
Sure. And it's like the answer is somewhere in between. There's more information I would need, you know, because to pick a side.
Right.
Here's the one thing that, you know, I agree with you. There's a double standard in all this. Like if a guy canceled this day, all the women would go hair, makeup, all this stuff. For the guy, I do wonder, he does say, like, I plan my day around this.
Right.
He made sure that he'd be out of work and ready to go. And let me give one piece of information that we did not reveal yet.
Oh, yeah.
She sent the text at 5 p.m.
That is very late for a cancel.
That's the latest you could cancel. I mean.
Yeah.
If you got canceled on at 5 p.m., who could ever be on the other side of that?
Yeah, unless someone had, like, unless it was a true emergency, I really don't think there's many excuses. And that's, or I can understand what I would have done if I were her. She didn't go about this correctly either. She texted him for the first time at 5. If I'm feeling like there's a chance I might need to cancel, and usually you have a sense of, like,
absolutely,
as work things go, you usually have some sort of a sense of that, mm-hmm. right? You can text early in the morning, hey, really going to try to make this date tonight. Or even like the day before, work has been like totally crazy and there is a chance that I might have to push this and I'm really sorry in advance.
I get that, but that's also why she's wrong. Here's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. She didn't do that.
She didn't do that. She didn't get specific. You need to be, if you're going to cancel a date and you want to, like, first of all, nobody has a right to get this angry at someone they don't know.
Right.
So I'm not agreeing with his anger.
Yeah.
The way he writes, are you joking? Are you joking right away makes it, loses him an argument.
Right, because she wasn't like, hey, can't make it. Like, yeah, let's try this weekend instead. She did say, I'm so sorry to even ask this.
That helps it, but I need more specifics out of her. I need less anger out of him. If someone cancels on you, you shouldn't be mad. You should be disappointed.
Right.
You should be like, oh, that's, well, you know, that sucks to hear. Well,
anger is, which I learned from therapy, is a secondhand emotion, right? Mm. Anger is not a primary emotion. So
okay, what do you mean by that?
It means that if you're feeling angry, that's not like the actual thing that you're really, like, the anger is the way you're expressing an actual feeling of, like you said, like disappointment or sadness. That's just how you express that. So some people, when they're, you know, someone cancels on them, they get like, maybe like, maybe they're crying, right? Mm-hmm. They're like really sad or something like that. That's also kind of like another way that you're like, the sadness is really like the way that is like the, is what this guy feels, or he mm-hmm. feels like let down or disappointed. Mm-hmm. Those are more like primary emotions. The anger is like what he's doing with that disappointment is he's turning it into anger.
I gotcha. Yeah. I just think like if he just,
like he's triggered in a way.
Yeah. He is triggered, and that's okay. I think it's, so you can't tell someone how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
I think where it's like when they were asking kind of the internet, like, whose side are you on? The distraction is how mad he was.
Right.
You know, right or wrong, he's, you can't, again, you can't tell him how to feel. So he feels angered and feels disappointed. Okay, fine. And he's put that over text. As far
that
as
would
like,
have been a fine thing to express. You could
totally. You could have said it that right, way.
If he had said, hey, like, I get things come up. I really feel like it would have been like a more respectful move to tell me that this might have happened earlier. I'm a little frustrated because I did rearrange my schedule and I canceled something else. And
but this is whatever. An example of what a lot of people do, male or female. They want you to feel the thing that they feel.
Mm-hmm.
So they come at you with these like text barbs. We get asked all the time, what should I say to let that person who ghosted me know? There's nothing you could say to let them know.
Right. They're not going to be, the revelation that ghosting is bad is not going to come from you.
Not at all. So
right.
For him, the revelation that she's made, you know, was acting kind of shitty. She knows.
Right.
She knows she acted shitty, but here's what she did wrong. If I'm going to go back, if I was to choose a side, I'm okay. choosing his side to defend.
Okay.
Because the one of all of this, the only thing he did wrong was be mad. Is to write a shitty text.
Okay.
She goes from a nighttime date, vaguely references work. So she cancels at 5. That's wrong. She vaguely gives an excuse. Wrong.
Right.
She then goes from a date at night to a daytime weekday weekend date. That's a lesser date. That's a worse plan.
She's going to downgrade.
She's downgraded the date.
Okay.
Wrong. So now I can see he's mad. Those are three things that she's done to him that's really disregarded him as a partner. We don't know what's come up. We don't know how they got together, how they met, right. or how they found out. But if I was in the position where I'm like, I got a date tonight, I'm excited about it, and then at 5 o'clock I hear, okay, got work going on, we got approval on some product or whatever, and then it was like, can we do weekend day, I'd be like, oh, she doesn't really want to go, like, all right. of her emotions.
Yeah, all of this expresses that she's just not
excited
that
about the date.
In the date.
Exactly. Which
is fine.
Which to me,
like,
is I'm being lied to. That feels like even more of a waste of my time. So as far as like reality versus feel, like you can't tell this guy how to feel. So like,
how would you respond to this if someone sent you?
If someone sent me that text, I would go, no problem. Things come up. Good luck. I mean, a day canceling.
Would you go out with them that weekend?
Nothing feels as good as that. No,
you wouldn't go out.
I wouldn't be so quick. I would go. Nope. My response to the let's do something during the day this week, I'd be like, hey, not a problem. Things come up. My weekend's busy, but let me know a better time for you to do a date.
Would you and you'd go
if they made the plan an effort,
right?
They would have to show you have to make an effort that's bigger than the one that was made before. You have to, like, you know, make me feel like you really want to go on this date, because a lot of this feels like, you know, they were just, you know, an appointment to be rescheduled,
right? Like that a doctor's appointment that you didn't really want to go on.
Yeah,
go
it was a, the consultation,
right?
You know, like.
And for the audience at home, just so you guys know, on Instagram, at YouUpPod.
Yeah, we're doing polls on at YouUpPod on Instagram.
Yeah, you should follow us on Instagram. We asked if it was rude of her, of rude or not for her to cancel. 42% said kind of, and 58% said no, she had work. I think it was rude, kind of rude of her to cancel. So I'm with the the kind ofs. I'm on the minority here.
Sure.
If this was you, would you either be secretly annoyed or ghost them? I think I'd be secretly annoyed, but do what you did.
Yeah.
Which is like, tell, I guess you wouldn't even, I guess you're saying you wouldn't even tell them you're annoyed.
No. I,
you
because
would just be
they
disappointed
don't owe me
by
anything.
Yourself.
I, if it was, to go back to the first one, if it was rude for or not of her to cancel, I thought she canceled rudely. I don't think it's rude to cancel.
Right.
Things happen, life happens. But
it's a little rude to cancel anything that you have like within like 2 or 3 hours of it happening.
It's 5 p.m.
If I had, if you had a work, if you had a show or a work thing or, you know, like a meeting with a TV person and they canceled within like 2 or 3 hours, you'd be like annoyed.
I'd be annoyed, of course. But I there's nothing I can do about it. Like, listen, I've been scheduled on, I mean, you and I were with each other in LA.
Yeah.
And I was, that morning, I'm telling you how excited I was going to be a guest on someone else's podcast. I was really excited about it.
Yeah.
And the person, while we were, I literally told you, I was like, I'm kind of pumped about this podcast to go on as a guest.
Right.
And then you go, and then I get a call like literally 2 hours before.
Yeah.
And I talked to the person and they had to cancel.
You were nice to them. Annoyed,
I was annoyed, not to them. Like, what am I gonna do? You know, like, and
I think someone has to do this like more than one time for you to be like, being like a little aggressive with them.
Totally,
because it's like it is rude to be like jerked, to feel like you're being jerked around. But one time is not really enough evidence. If this is Judge Jay's,
I think
one time is not enough to be like, you're a rude person, fuck you, be well.
But if I was doing the
if this was like the third time they were supposed to meet up and she did that,
I
can sort of understand that. We do need a little more context.
But if we were doing like a deal reveal, I would look at this and I would, and the guy was on stage with us, I would look at him and go, yeah, I don't think she wants to go out. She brought you to a daytime weekend date.
Yeah.
And I would go, so I think there's, like, that's the thing. These are layered.
That's true.
It's not just
very
canceled.
Complex.
It's a complex situation. It's not just canceled. So, like, it's the way she canceled and the way it went about it. And, you know, then, you know, put it on Twitter and it's like, right, ladies? And it's like, yeah, if this was switched, you guys would be angry at the guy. I just think, like, if someone cancels on you, like let's say you have a date tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4:30, you get a call. We need the Betches to be on the Tonight Show.
Okay.
Tape it. You tape it.
I'm gonna obviously do that. Yeah.
So something could come up.
Right.
It's
no, that's
not
why I think
beyond the realm of possibility.
I think everyone gets like one of these.
Yeah.
Maybe even two, depending on the length that you're dating.
Sure.
And it's fine. Like, like you said, it's disappointing.
It's disappointing.
It's disappointing.
But also, here's again, back to why I'm on his side, even though he got angry and I don't agree with how he responded.
Okay.
In that scenario, you go, listen, we're going on the Tonight Show to promote our brand that we started and we put blood, sweat, and tears.
Amazing opportunity.
This is an amazing opportunity. You would go into it more than, hey,
I got a product.
Got a product. Yeah, like, you know, like, hey, right. We got like a press opportunity.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say press opportunity.
Right. You'd say like the actual thing so that they
hey,
understood just like
the
that the decision was obvious.
Hey, we got a press opportunity.
Right.
Do you want to just meet for 15 minutes this weekend? Like, like that's true.
Right. No, that's fair. That's fair. And I think it's fair to, I think with the most important thing you said is that this is disappointing and that's really the primary emotion. I think everyone is so quick to get angry.
Yeah.
And so everyone is quick to get offended and everyone is quick to like have their own righteous, sure. like righteousness.
Totally.
And sometimes things are just disappointing.
Yeah.
And you feel shitty about them and then you get over it.
I think you also have to be so overly cautious of how you're typing things. I think we need to spell things out.
Mm-hmm.
I think over text and over the internet, like you get DMs and people say shitty things that like they don't mean to be shitty. And it's like when you don't know someone, then it becomes, it's always air towards evil.
Right, because you don't have, there's a thing in psychology class I remember I once learned, it's called like the situation bias,
mm-hmm.
where like in the same situation, everyone mostly acts the same. Like everyone thinks like people have like such strong traits,
mm-hmm.
but it really like mostly just depends on the situation. So if this one situation is all you know them on,
yeah,
that's like what you're going to think. There was this one study, they did it with like priests.
Okay.
So they had, I forgot what the actual scenario was, but something was like someone needed help.
Okay.
Right. And they like basically tested to see if these priests would like stop to help these like people who were like, I don't know. Someone was like, someone had fallen. They had someone fall like sure. in front of this these priests.
This is like the show, What Would You Do? Where they put people in situations to be evil or not evil.
Well, essentially that was like,
priest
that
kicks was sort them aside.
Of, well, yeah. It was like the, and basically,
watch it, I got a pew to get to.
Right. Someone falls in front of the priest. And basically the only thing, like some of them helped, some of them didn't. And the only thing that really determined if they were going to do that was if they were in a rush or not. If they were in a rush, they didn't stop.
Yeah.
If they weren't in a rush, they did. So everyone's so quick to like put these like personality traits, like this is a good person, this is a bad
sure.
person, this is someone who would help, this is someone who wouldn't. And like it's entirely dependent on the situation. But if this one situation is all you know, you're like, fuck this
That's
person,
the only
they're
thing
evil.
I have. Yeah. That I, yeah. I'm with you. It's and I do understand why people do that. Like someone, you know, like I'll like when I do the Bachelor live scream,
mm-hmm.
all people write to me, this was so funny. You really made my day. And that I'll be nice. Like, that's the nicest DM I've ever gotten. I'll like it and I'll really feel good about that.
Right.
Some other DMs will just write back their joke to the same joke I just wrote or that I just screamed, and I'll be like, get the fuck. I didn't come to your joke. That's right. Not to say this person wasn't laughing along with me the whole way.
Right. But that's all you know about all, them is yeah. that they're.
All I know is that they're like the, you know, Johnny What Upstein.
Right.
Know, yelling maybe, over me.
Maybe they were feeling like they were in a particular role that evening.
I guess so.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh. Out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some awkward sex.
Let's
you ready?
Let's do it.
UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. J&J, love, love, love the U Up and J Train podcast. Been listening for over a year. Came to the Vancouver show you guys did in December. Amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you for bringing some sanity, truth bombs, and hilarity to the world of dating. I have a funny sexual story that also sort of includes a question.
All right.
I had a friends with benefits over last night, and we were hooking up on top of my bed duvet cover. Perhaps mistake number one.
That seems fine.
Seems fine to me. Switching up positions, getting hot and heavy, etc. Afterwards, I noticed what looked like a couple drops of blood on one side of my bed on my duvet cover. It's white with polka dots. Perhaps mistake number two.
It's cute.
It's everything seems fine. It was odd because I wasn't bleeding and I hadn't scratched him either. I then noticed about a foot over where we'd rolled over to change positions, there was a bit of a sweaty ass smear, which had exactly been where his ass was. He was like, maybe that's, he was like, maybe it's sweat? That's not what I'd be. I would ignore. Maybe it's sweat. At that point, I was pretty confident it wasn't blood or sweat. And in my mind, I was like, oh my God. He just got shit on my duvet cover. I didn't want him to feel embarrassed. Shit happens. So I shrugged it off and went to throw it in the laundry after using a stain remover, which hasn't completely taken all the stain out, but mostly. Jared and Jordana, would love to hear your thoughts on if you have ever encountered shitty ... situations. What you did, etc. What's the move here next time we hook up? Lay a towel down, pull back my duvet cover so I'm not having sex on it. I don't want to make a big deal or things awkward, but like, I didn't think I'd have to factor in someone not wiping their ass well enough while having sex with them. Thank you for all that you do. I'm looking forward to the names you come up with for this and the inevitable hygiene conversation. Sincerely, poop emoji.
Wow. I call this shit or get off the bed.
Shit or get off the bed. I like that. Streak sex.
I like, streak. Yeah. We're going streaking.
Going streaking. The poop plunder.
Oh my God.
What do you think? Have you ever had a situation?
I haven't, but I can understand how this could happen. Sweaty, like.
Listen.
Have you? Okay. Let's hear yours.
So one time.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Shit happens.
Yes. Okay. That is the real name for this one.
I just understand, like, listen, I think it's really funny that she's like, what should I do next time? Hopefully there's no next time. Like, this isn't like, this isn't a normal situation.
Right. She's like, well, now this is the guy that does this.
this is like affliction in life. He isn't the poop guy right. with like, oh, gotta make sure. Like, you're not gonna like get.
He's like, it was one time I had Mexican food.
Yeah, right? It's like, I didn't wipe right. My bad. Yeah. Like, are they gonna be like making out? She's gonna go, hold on, then put out newspaper on the bed. Just wanna make sure it stays clean for you.
She wants to make sure she doesn't have to buy an additional duvet. Cover.
Yeah, it sucks. He should offer to pay. Like, if I were him,
I'd be like... He can't offer without admitting, like, I think he doesn't want to say out loud that, like, sure. That's what it is.
Listen, if there's a finger in any butt, poop is going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Let's get that out there. If you're putting a finger in a butt, you have to be unsurprised when poop happens.
Okay.
So... If you pull it out and you're like, oh my God, I got a piece of corn on the end of my hand.
This is a girl. Is this red flag or deal breaker for you?
If it happened with a girl shitting the bed or streaking the bed?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with it. I would understand. I understand.
Would you call her out or would you?
I'd stay pretty quiet unless it's stunt. No, I wouldn't call it out. Would you? Right.
I don't think I would. I mean, if I was really dating the person, probably. But like, I think it would be like almost too mean to call it. They know.
I mean, yeah, they know.
Especially if you're like, what's that?
Whoa! Who brought the brown marker? Like, I one time I was fighting with Jess and I wear shorts to bed.
Okay.
So we're like in the hallway of my apartment. I wear shorts to bed. I have no shirt on. And I'm like, we're arguing about something. I can't remember what it was. And I looked at her and I go, well, that's what you think. And I was like, my move in a fight is to just not be invested in the fight, which annoys the person more.
When you're not taken seriously? Yeah. Yes, we love that.
So I go, well, that's what you think. And I went, boop. Okay. And I booped her on the nose. And then I turned around and then I did like a fanciful turn.
Okay.
And I dropped my pants and I waddled away. And she literally looks at me. She goes, you have a clump of poop in your butt. And I'll never forget. Really, I was just.
It really undermines your argument.
I mean, and I literally, whatever we were fighting about, I lost. If you have a clump of poop in your butt, you've lost the argument. There's nothing you can sound smart about. Oh, you can't talk. You are done being an authority on anything because you can't even wipe your own ass. It was so. I'm like literally turned my back to her. She goes, "You have poop on your butt." I go, "What?" And she goes, "You fucking idiot. You have a clump of poop in your butt." And I reach back and there's a quarter size clump of dog do in my, or Jared do.
Oh, it's not dog. It's you. It's
me do. And I pick, I like feel it. I go, I waddle. Then I have to waddle past her to the bathroom, like shut the door behind me. And like she was angry and laughing, you know, when you're like, this is ridiculous. I can't. Right. I think like, how did I get here? Her reaction to me was like, this is who I'm dealing with.
It's funny. I'm just imagining you as like Adam Driver's role in Marriage Story, like going through divorce proceedings.
I hated that you laughed. You didn't. It's not that I fucked her. It's that I laughed with her. There's poop in your butt. All right. Good point. You take the kid. Okay. You move to LA. I'm going to be in New York. I'll be wearing a diaper in New York. I got nothing left.
You can have all the money.
Take it. Whatever. Let's just call this whole thing off. We won't talk about the poop. You do you. I'll do me. Enjoy your new boyfriend. You make sure the kid takes
I'll see him every couple of years.
I'll see him when I see him. He'll understand when I tell him the story. Yeah.
That was great. Well,
so that's my
that's your poopian.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep, cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
All right. AJ, love the podcast. Thanks so much for all you do. Here's my situation. I met a guy at my friend's wedding in September, and we've been talking since, although I was still going on dates with other people since I wasn't sure where this was going. Toward the end of December, I decided I wanted to take a break from dating because I felt like things were progressing with this guy and wanted to give it a chance. I blindly assumed that he was not talking to anyone, LOL. But in January, I saw that a girl from his hometown who he had never mentioned before has been tagging him in memes and other things on Facebook, which prompted me.
Oh, no. The meme cheat is the highest level of dysfunction.
I thought I was the only one that you tagged in memes.
I was the only one you sent that funny dog to.
Yes. Which prompted me to have the exclusive talk. He said initially he was dating, but is not anymore because he wants to see where this goes. I didn't bring up the girl, but I was very upfront and told him that at this point, I'm no longer okay with him talking to anyone else.
Do not talk to anyone.
How long you said talking to anyone else?
You will not talk to anyone in front of me.
Ever again.
You shall not send a meme anywhere else. For the rest of time!
And if that's what he wants, to please let me know, especially because we have not been using condoms.
Not a cat video! not a funny tweet!
Unfollow everyone. So I decided to trust him. So they're not using condoms. I decided to trust him. It's been a week since that talk and things were a lot better. We hung out Thursday. I stayed over and I felt really good about how things have been since because we've been communicating more regularly. He's currently back in his hometown for the night, about an hour away, and I saw that he was tagged in a group picture with this girl and also noticed that she tagged him in another thing that seems like an inside joke. To me, it seems like she's more than just a friend from home, and I get the feeling that they talk more often than just when he's back home. My question is, am I reading too much into this or do I have a reason to not trust him? I don't want to bring this up with him again if it's not necessary. He was back for a charity game and when I asked who he was with, saying it seemed fun, he dodged the question and just said it was a game for charity. Then when I asked again, he listed friends that I briefly met or heard him talk about and the quote unquote randoms, text and screenshots attached. I've been going over this for a while now and I think I've exhausted the brunch table. Any advice or perspective would be helpful. Thank you so much. Keep up the great work. So
she sent her text.
She sent the text and the Facebook post in question.
Okay.
So the text is, I'll be her.
Okay.
LOL, I asked who. So he's home and he's with some friends and she goes, LOL, I asked who.
I don't think she's laughing. AJ and Cody. She should end it with this guy just for the names of his friends. AJ, Cody, Sasha, Francois. Vance.
Rumor.
Slade, Van, Tucker, Frederick. Okay. I'm just trying to think of all awful names. AJ and Cody. I mean, I wouldn't even be friends with... If you're friends with an AJ, you can't be friends with a Cody. That should be the rules.
It's Cody with an I.
With an I.
Even worse.
AJ, Cody, Brent, Amanda, Shannon, Mike, Ed, other randoms.
Ed, wow.
Ed made the list and randoms.
Now, this is the pinnacle in like passive-aggressive text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
Yeah, period. Not even an exclamation point. And then he writes, I think he solved the case. He writes, you're coming off mad.
You just seem pretty vague.
Because it's a bunch of people you don't know and more blank and blank friends than mine.
Okay. I don't know what she's...
She crossed out
she's
something.
She's crossing out when she left all the names of AJ and Cody and yeah. Ed and whatever.
Doesn't care about the fucking boy yeah. band he just read off.
For sure. That makes sense. I guess I was just curious. So that's the whole text. And then this thing is, I guess, what he was tagged in.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Right?
That's the girl that keeps... She said that...
He keeps tagging him in memes pictures, and in pictures memes. And things.
They are in a picture that does look very couple-y. It's a expectation versus reality picture. In the first one, they're in costume and hanging out. In the second one, they're in the same costumes, but not really looking at the camera.
They're looking get it? They're looking at each other.
Expectation and reality. Get it?
So funny.
What do we... Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, this... The whole thing sounds dysfunctional to me.
Okay.
Because, like, she's... So, the prompting of the exclusive talk is from this not trusting him, which is this, like, tagging thing. She doesn't actually mention what she's upset about. Mm-hmm. She just insists on the exclusivity.
We're on the same page, yes.
Right? So, it has nothing to do with, like, him or wanting to... It's just, she's just like, I'm not comfortable with you speaking to anyone else. She didn't mention any of this other stuff, mm-hmm. which I get in her head. She's like, that... I haven't established this exclusivity, so I don't have a right to say it yet.
Okay.
Now I've established the exclusivity. Now I have claim. That's in her mind.
Yeah, that's a fucked up way of going about it.
Right,
this.
Because it's not based on, like, a real feeling of connection. It's based on this label that she's now, like, using to like, leverage this exclusivity in this relationship.
And he has no idea why he's in trouble.
Right.
To him, he's done everything right. I'm on his side. To him, he's gone, yeah, he has no idea that this one specific woman bothers her.
Right, because she hasn't told him.
Exactly.
She's just said, I want to be exclusive and I'm not comfortable with you talking to anyone
else. Yeah, if we go on the timeline is, I see a woman that he's interacting right. with online. She's from his hometown. Then I ask about exclusivity. Okay, we're exclusive. We don't use condoms. Now he goes back to his hometown. Same girl comes right. up again, and now what you're saying is correct, where it's like, because of the exclusivity, she's now getting mad again because
right.
the same
now
girl who
like,
annoyed
okay,
her.
I've established the ability to have a right to be annoyed.
Exactly.
So now I can like be passive aggressive. So the whole way she's going about this is not actually like communicating well at all, because like this text
of course
is like,
not.
LOL, I asked who, right? So like what she should have done originally, it's okay to see someone being tagged in things. This is the age that we live in or seem to have some sort of like online relationship or some sort of like connection with someone else and be bothered by it. That's mm-hmm. okay. I think that's totally fine. If you're with someone, you're hooking up with them, you feel like you're getting closer. It's okay to be like irritated by those things. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's like an invalid emotion. But what she should do is be vulnerable with that.
Yeah,
so with,
I'm with
she,
you.
Right, instead of saying, I'm no longer comfortable with you talking to anyone else and I would like to be exclusive, she could say, hey, I noticed, and like maybe this is me being a little crazy or stalkery, but like I happen to notice this girl keeps tagging you in things. And like, it kind of bothered me. So it made me feel like I'm unsure of where we stand.
I'd even get more specific than that.
It made me feel a little upset.
But even the way you're saying it is better than the way she said it, but there seems to be this female thing mm-hmm. of avoiding uncomfortable situations that'll make you comfortable for the future.
So what would you say?
So like to me, if it was a woman I'm dating,
right.
If my girlfriend was tagging with somebody online, we're on Instagram.
Just tagging each other
and
all
tagging
the
shit out of each other. I would say it. I wouldn't dance around it even as much as you just did.
Okay.
I would be like, hey, I saw online that you're tagging with some guy. Who's the guy? I just want to, you know, we've been dating for 3 months. Let's say the normal place for this to come up is 3 months in, I would think. Or a few months in where you go, hey, we're getting closer and closer. I keep seeing you get tagged by someone that you've never mentioned. You've never brought them up. I'm enjoying our time together. But if you're getting close with other people too, I want to know about it. Who's this person?
Right.
Like,
I can understand her feeling of like, I don't know if I have like, we haven't like established anything. So like, do I have the right to be like, I can see why she'd be hesitant to do that, because she's like, I don't want him to think that I'm like trying to control him. We haven't even established what we are. Like, I don't want to.
I disagree with that.
I don't want him becoming on too strong. I want to have this air of, and I'm not saying that's right.
Sure, I understand where it's coming from. I understand the uncomfortability, but again, she did that label to, like, she took the more comfortable route, and now she's still dealing with the discomfort.
Right.
So she took the route of, well, let me just have the exclusive talk, because she never had to deal face to face with, oh, that's an ex that I still go back. I still kind of talk to, because we're still friends, even though we used to fuck. You know, that's a really hard thing to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, and I kind of hid her from you because I knew that it would be like kind of weird. And I don't know. I'm trying to like wean myself off. No guy is going to give you that honest answer. I'm trying to wean myself off of this girl who, like, you know, makes me feel good about myself because she sucked my dick a few times.
Yeah, I don't know if I put it like that. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
This is the reality.
Right.
But to me, like, her dancing around it has made it, now it's made it so she's in the wrong.
Well, now it's, I don't know, she's not in the wrong. She's just expressing herself like sure. Wrong. She's expressing herself in a way that isn't actually being vulnerable, and it's not going to get her what she wants.
But this whole thing of like, do I have the right? You have the right to your own feelings.
Right.
You have the right to say, I feel weird that this girl keeps popping up as we are having sex. Let's think of his responses to that. If his response is, hey, stop watching my life. Well, that's someone who doesn't want to get to know you.
Right.
You know,
why are you stalking me?
Why are you stalking me? Right. That's someone who doesn't want to get to know you. That's someone who doesn't want to go beyond.
Right. And that's what she's afraid to hear.
Too bad.
Right.
Well, that's
I understand the fear. I understand it. It's like, it's something that's very hard to overcome. You have to be very confident in your ability to say no when if this person doesn't give you the response that you want, or to move on when someone doesn't give you the response that you want.
Yeah, but you have to also, like, be, this is kind of where, like, I get frustrated with, not this question because I understand it, but, like, now the kind of the fallout. Like, she's like, the brunch table's tired of hearing it. Yeah, we're all tired of hearing it. We're all tired. I'm tired of this shit. Well, you know what I'm tired of is she's absolving herself of personal responsibility. So at some point...
Well, she's saying, am I reading too much into this? No, that's not the issue.
No, that's not the issue at all. The issue is you're not judging your partners based on your own taste. You're judging your partners based on their taste in you.
Right.
So she's going, well, if he likes me, then I'll be here forever. But it's like, that's not how it goes. You are afraid that when you avoid asking those questions, you're basically being like, well, I don't want to get things rock the boat. I don't want to look a certain way. You looking a certain way is looking like yourself. So if you go, hey, I know, you know, I kind of felt weird seeing this girl pop up all the time. You've never brought her up. You've never, like, that's more the important thing, is that he's never, like, mentioned her. Like, right. If you're being tagged by someone, if Jess
looked
at me and
goes, what if he was like, well, you don't know, like, a lot of my friends. Like, I have a lot of friends from home. Like, but that's someone, why I didn't bring her out.
Someone that's not trying to get to know you.
You think? Even if they're like, I didn't bring her up because, like, I have a lot of people that you just haven't met. We haven't known each other that long.
There's
so
not
we
one
met yet.
Friend that I couldn't explain.
Okay.
So if Jess looked at me and goes, who's this girl?
Who's Big Booty Becky?
Who's Big Booty Becky? I would have an answer.
Right.
You know, I would go, I like booties and I follow Becky. Okay. Or who's this woman? Went to college together, dated my friend. We keep in contact every now and again. Boom. Like, I would, everyone in your life,
right,
you can explain. Is it a comfortable explanation? No. But... Right. You have to be unafraid with hearing the uncomfortable explanations. And then you have to be unafraid of going, well, that kind of goes against my standard.
Right. So the question isn't like, do I have... Her question is not the real question. My question is, she writes, am I reading too much into this, or do I have a reason not to trust him? That's not the actual question she should be asking.
She just wrote this whole thing and asked us, how right am I?
Right.
Like, no.
She's really just like not going, no one's right, no one's wrong.
Exactly.
It's more, you're not asking the right questions. You're not asking them in the most direct way.
Exactly. She's doing to us what she does to the guy.
Right. She's trying to test him.
Yeah, and it's like you want to take tests, go back to grad school. You want to date a guy, fucking, you know, own who you are. Mm-hmm. And go
and
to him.
And sometimes you're not going to get the answer you want, and that's painful, but you'll move on.
But when you get the answer you don't want, that's not the point to go. You know, we play red flag deal breaker, so it's like tough to like, you know, I understand to, that like,
right. There's a lot more gray area to
everything.
To fuck you or I'm okay with this.
Yeah. So like if the guy wrote back to you, if you ask the guy that you were exclusive with, who's this girl that you keeps tagging you and stuff? I see it and I feel uncomfortable. And he goes, we used to hook up. We dated for a while. She was a part of my life, but not as much anymore. And I'm really trying to get away from it. Ever since you said something the first time, I kind of noticed it. I'm trying to walk away. You have to go, well, I don't want to date someone who would hide that from me. Or you have to go, it happens to the best of us. There's a lot of old relationships out there.
I'm saying if he's like, well, I feel like you're like watching me or you're like stalking me or you're like,
yeah, that's someone that's diverting the conversation, right, to not talk to you and not get to know you.
That's one where I'm saying like your answer is like, I think most people would be fine with your answer. And like, if they believe that they're trying to like not speak to that person or not, if they're getting an honest answer about who that person is, I think they're fine with that. My answer is, I think, the one you're more likely to get.
Which is like,
I feel like you're like, watching me. Like, why do I feel like you're like on top of me?
You be the guy in that situation. Okay.
Right.
Here's how I would answer all of these questions as a man, but in the woman's point of view. Okay. So, hey, Jordana, I noticed that this guy keeps tagging you and stuff. And like, we've been kind of hooking up for a few months. And I just want to make sure, because I'm looking for something serious. See how it's all on meat terms? Right. Like, I'm looking for something serious, and I don't want to really like keep this going if you've got other people out there, you got old relationships that aren't really like closed off. So, you know, who's that person? I'm just kind of trying to figure this out.
Yeah, that's like some girl that I know from home. Like, I feel like you're watching me. Like, why are you like...
Yeah, of course
I don't want to have to feel like I'm like worried about like who I can and cannot speak to.
Well,
like,
first of all, of course I'm watching you. We have been inside of each other. You've had your finger in my butt. So, you know, you think it's weird for me to notice the person whose finger has been in my butt, things they do online. And it's only coming up on my feed for the interactions. Like, it's coming up on my...
I don't understand. It's not like I'm hooking up with this person.
I'm not
like,
accusing of that. I'm just asking for what the relationship is, because then I have to make a decision on whether this relationship gets in the way of the one that's growing between us.
And then I'd say it's not a relationship. It's just someone I know from home.
Well, I mean, okay, but have you guys hooked up? Is there a history? Did you date? Was this kind of someone that you've kind of gone in and out with? I'm just looking for a straight answer.
I feel like at this point he would lie.
Of course.
If we're being...
Yeah, but like, right, at this point, now as I'm saying it...
We've gotten to the point where now he can lie.
Well, now he's going to lie. Right. And now as I'm asking these questions and I'm being put in the position of being a prosecutor, I would go, ugh, is this the relationship I want to be in? Is this my future? Every person that comes up, I have to fight you on?
Well, that's what
when
I'm
you
saying,
could
that's
have just said, I fucked her three times and now we're on good terms?
Right,
and it seems like she's still attracted to me.
Most guys are not going to say that.
Of course, most guys
are going to say, "Yeah, like I don't know. She's just like some girl that I like. I'm friendly with from home."
But it leads you to a place where you're like, "This is exhausting. I don't want to be in this."
Well, that's what I'm saying, your standard comes up. That's the hard part. That's what I'm saying, because you haven't gotten this. Like, it's the way that you said it before with like, she's this girl I used to see, and I'm trying to wean myself off of it. Like, most guys are not giving you that, right?
Totally.
Most guys are giving you, most guys are giving you like, yeah, I kind of know her. Nothing's going on.
Because they're trying to keep up both.
Right.
Because they don't
want to
lose.
That's the hardest one to deal with.
And that's the hardest one to deal with, because you have to realize that the only reason to not give you the relationship, the only reason to not give you the honesty at that point, is because you want to keep the person that props you up emotionally in your ego.
Right. So that's when you have to say, all right, All right, and that's when you have to leave the thing, but then you feel like that's the guy you kind of wind up hooking up with on a weekend night, because you're kind of like, I'm not even sure I made the right decision. Maybe he wasn't really speaking to her. Like, do you know what I mean? That leaves you in this like limbo where like you can try to cut it off, but that's the guy you wind up like backtracking with and then wind up hooking up with, and it becomes even less than you
yeah,
started.
Yeah, because women, this is very female. I don't mean to put this on one, but just from my experience of this podcast, women hate vague relationships.
Me too.
Men love vague relationships. So he's trying to keep all his relationships vague. And she's trying to make sure she knows who's in, who's out.
Yeah.
So guys will be nice to you forever until the day they get married. And some even beyond that.
Right. So here's her choice now, right?
Sure.
After this conversation where she doesn't really find anything out.
Sure.
Is what? To just be like, okay, like, I'm going to take this vague answer and then, like, I don't even know what my next move would be.
Yes, you do. That's what the women hate, reading between the lines, even when it's written in between.
Like, what would you say if we had this conversation where I was, like, just saying this was my friend?
I would go, not a problem. All right, I guess I'm seeing something. And I would go home, take a minute, and then I'd dump you the next day.
And what would you say to me the next day?
Hey, it seems like you have a lot of different people going on and I'm looking to get to know you more. And the minute I try to get to know you more, you pull back and you have other friends that you won't even introduce me to or reveal how you even know them. So I'm not going to marry someone. And I know this, like...
Well, I'm saying, I feel like he would come back with... I think you underestimate how, like, how guys just, like, change the way that they describe these situations to make girls often feel like they are being a little crazy.
Of course. But that's the move. But at that point, you have,
like,
to...
Like, if you said that to a guy, I feel like he would say, listen, like, you met my friend Jim and Joe and Ed, and, like, I don't really feel like that's the case.
And Shannon and AJ and right, Cody with an I.
Right, but if you, like, if that's what you're thinking, like, that's fine, but, like, I don't feel like I'm not introducing you to my friends at all.
Yeah, but then, but that's the time where it takes confidence.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And that's really hard because it's not a black and white, it's not like someone just, like, you know what I mean? That's slapped you in the face. Like,
exactly. That's the type of breakups that are the hardest, because you have to say you're giving up good to find great. Mm-hmm. You're giving up just fine enough, because this guy's going to be just fine enough. If someone, guy or girl, if I can't have a simple explanation to who this person is, who knows you well enough to tag you enough for me to see it.
Right.
Then obviously, like, you have to do... You have to hypothesize.
Right.
You're never going to get 100% answers. This is, you know, like, yeah, this is percentages. You have to go, well, do I want to deal with this? I have a 80% reason to believe that I'm not getting the full story here. And why do I want to be with someone that can't give me the full story or has to hide other relationships with their lives because they're keeping around people who are in the vague zone that they're trying to put me into?
Right. I think it's very hard to do. I get it.
Yeah, it's easier for me to say. Right. I agree with
it. It's easier to say, especially if you got nothing else, like, going on in the moment. You're kind of like, you're sort of invested in this person, and then you're like, okay, I have to take this vague situation and then just exit it when I still kind of have feelings for this person. And it's very hard to do, and I think that, like, the more confidence you have in your ability to find someone better, the more likely you are to do it.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And it's, everything I'm saying is, like, easier. Like, well, you're completely right, mm-hmm, where it's like, well, then they make you feel a certain way. Yeah, you're going to have a moment where, like, I mean, listen, I've been made to feel a certain way about from the other side.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, you strung me along till now to tell me you don't care. And it's like, well, I said those things while we were dating, and then now we're not. That's run its course, and I don't feel that way anymore. Like, you know, there's a lot of times where women will make it so the things you said early on in the relationship can never change.
Like what?
Well, you could be like, hey, I'm really having a fun time with you.
We're only seeing each other.
Well, we're still seeing. That's one in particular. Hey, I'm having a really good time together. We should be exclusive. We should be together. A month goes by. Hey, I've enjoyed our time together, but this isn't going to be the long-term match for me. But you said you want to be exclusive with me. Yeah, that's changed now. That's why we date. That's why we meet someone to see if it's the match and go longer and longer and then see a bunch of things that we realize it's not the right relationship for us. Well, why? I don't know. we're just not the match. This is not how I'm feeling it. And it's hard enough for me to get to this point to tell you that. But now you're making me, you know, eat my words from before that I did feel those ways that way.
Right. I mean, that's hard to hear. All we want, but most of the time, a lot of what we want is like security.
Of course.
So it's like,
and to know that it's all been wrapped with a bow.
Right. Security feels good. Security feels safe, especially in a world where you're in a huge city and everyone's a swipe away. Like, security is like a huge thing. And I understand why it's like that.
Yeah. I just think like it goes both ways.
So what you're saying is you're never safe. I can change my mind at any point.
At any point. Just because we, you know, it's like, and I met your parents. It's like, yeah, sorry. You know, like.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a point where you can feel secure.
Yeah, after you sign the ketubah.
After you sign
the wedding
license. And you wonder why we want to get married.
Yeah, right there.
Like, we want this fucking legally binding.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do some more emails. UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. This is a long one.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm taking a deep breath.
I'll go. Okay. I need help and feel like you guys are the perfect pair to assist with this. I'm 24, living in the city, have a great job, went to a great and very fun college. She wrote very, very fun college and have never really been in a serious relationship. I had long-term hookups in college, but by no means were they healthy relationships. When I moved to the city, I was on all the apps and had such a fun time dating around. I wasn't looking for anything serious at all, so it was perfect. I'm a little older now and want something more with the right person. My issue is that I can never get someone to commit, and I always turns into a friends with benefits hookup booty call situation. I think this is because I make things too sexual too fast. Jordana always says that if you're comfortable sleeping with someone on whatever date, then go for it and to do what makes you happy. In most situations, is that what you say?
I don't know if that's exactly what I say.
Seems like she's made the quote fit her.
I don't know if I don't know if that's one that I would.
I wouldn't put those words in your mouth. Right? In most situations,
I don't know if that's my mantra.
Yeah.
In
most situations, that is what makes me happy, and I just wanted it just as much as the guy. I've been talking to someone now since the beginning of the year. We chatted off the apps for over a week before going out, which I never do. During that time, even before our first date, I made sexual comments and things along those lines. We didn't fully hook up the first date, but I was the one who initiated him coming upstairs. We've only gone on 2 real dates. The rest has been hanging out at his apartment because he's busy with work and tired, he claims. Last week, we were texting, and he was telling me about how stressed he was, and I asked a few questions, but proceeded to try and comfort him by offering a blowjob. Okay. Oh, that's, you seem sweet. Stretched. Would you like a blowjob?
Well, I mean, that's clear. Like, that's something that she feels she has to offer.
Oh, this is you saying that.
I'm saying that's something that is something that she clearly feels.
She went through her purse. And she was like, I got a blowjob and a Werther's.
Yeah.
Will that help your stress?
I mean,
I'll go with the blowjob. I just like the idea of a blowjob being offered like a cigarette.
Right.
A,
you know, are you okay? Do you need a Xanax?
A blowjob for the sir. I feel like I'm starting to catch feelings for him, but I don't want him to think that all of this is sex to me. He's been crazy stressed with work, so I don't want to push too hard on going on real dates and make him think that I'm adding more stress to his plate. So I've been okay with just going over to hook up. My siren just went off.
Yeah.
And like, I'm appreciating her emailing, but she's making the excuses for him right. in this email.
Well, yeah, I think she's it's the approach is we'll get yeah.
We'll get there. I also travel for work, so we've had a few opportunities to go on real dates anyways. He never goes out of his way to try and plan dates or anything, but I've told myself it's because he's not a planner and will just invite me to do things, mostly go over last minute. We talk almost every day, texting, phone calls, and the occasional FaceTime, so I've tried to convince myself it's more than just a hookup to him. I don't know how to be sexual but not get it off a vibe. That's all I want, and I'm not capable of being in a relationship. Am I supposed to play hard to get and act like I don't?
Just to clarify, she said she doesn't know how to be a sexual person, but not get off the vibe. That's the only thing she wants.
Okay.
And that she's not capable of being in a relationship.
Okay. Am I supposed to play hard to get and act like I don't want as much as I do? I know an easy solution is to just make it clear what I'm looking for, but I don't really want to have that what are we conversation, as we've only been hooking up less than a month. How can I put myself out there as wanting sex and being the sexual person I am, but also not come off as easy? I know if a guy invites me over at 9 p.m. during the week, I should say no and suggest we get dinner or drinks at a later time, but I can never say no because I also want the D. I think I set the precedent of being a hookup and I imagine that guys think that they can get what they're looking for without dinner drinks when they then why do it? I get trapped in this cycle and have never never break my way out of it. Is it too late to save the current situation with this guy I'm in now? Please send help. Sincerely wants the D, but also wants a relationship. So, Jordana, what do you think? It's a tough one.
I'd love to hear what you think, because I think that this is I feel this person's pain, because I feel like women are sent so many different messages of like, you know, it's okay to be sexual, be yourself, be free, be who you are,
mm-hmm.
but then also like that doesn't. Sometimes that doesn't get them the results that they want, or sometimes that they want something more, they can feel like that's what's getting in the way of it. So I understand this question. I feel like a lot of people can relate to it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think as a man?
So it's tough because she kind of answers the question a little bit herself. She's like, I know I should say no and just say, but I can do drinks. And that's kind of the advice I've always given in this situation, where it's like, if a guy asks you over and you don't want to go over and
well, that's what she's saying. She's like, I do want to go over. I just like also want the drinks.
Yeah. And but then, you know, this is kind of like I don't want this to sound right. a certain way. This is kind of like a shameless 2020 email.
Okay.
So I want junk food all the time. I want to go to Chick-fil-A downstairs and I want to have 7 sandwiches. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I want. And I want to have waffle fries and a Coca-Cola and a cake for dessert.
Okay.
There's consequences to that order.
Right.
But
it sucks because like for men there aren't.
Well, in that situation, there's other situations right. that, but I'm saying like, this isn't just sex.
Right.
You know, like for men there are, you know, if you're like, as far as like, I'm just saying like, if a guy goes and sprays his load everywhere and he comes back with a bunch of diseases and 7 kids.
Right.
You know, he's gonna have to deal with those consequences. I'm not saying these are the same. My point is that she wrote something very specific in her email. She's like, she writes, I want to have sex too. And it's like, okay, you're just rating things on a 1-column, 2-column, 3-column situation when they're all intermingled. You know, okay. you're saying, I want to have sex, but I want to feel good about my sexual partner.
Right.
Okay. Well, then you have to maybe not have sex with certain partners, or hold back, or you know, have some restraint with certain, or masturbate. You know, right. instead, like, I just want the D. Well, then you can't complain about the D you're going to get.
Right. I feel like I understand the Because it does feel like part of the advice that we give is like, own your standards and be who you are, right? Sure. And if you're, and she's like, who I am is like a sexual person, and I like really enjoy sex, and I wish I could just have sex when I want it without the repercussions of it being that people are only thinking about me for sex.
Well, here's the, when you say like men don't get in this situation, if on the other side, if a guy's like, I'm only out here, I want to have sex whenever I want to have sex, that doesn't mean they're going to be with partners that they're feeling fulfilled from.
That's true.
So, yeah, you know, on the other side of that, like a guy also has to like, you know, I'm putting this in the guy's perspective because it's like, you know, the unfairness of like a guy can go have as much sex as he wants. Yeah, but with who? You know, he's not getting maybe the fulfillment. Maybe the people that he's having sex anytime he wants with is just anyone who will have sex with him and not necessarily the partner that he's fulfilled by.
Right.
So this kind of goes both ways in that sense, right?
Right. It does. I just feel like for men, there's less of a worry about like if I go on a first date with a, if a guy goes on a first date with a girl and they wind up sleeping together, I rarely hear of men who are like, well, maybe now she'll just put me in like a sex, in the boat of like just for sex, and she won't want anything real with me. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like there's less anxiety surrounding that for men. There's less of a judgment surrounding that for men. There's less of a feeling of like worrying about sexual timing.
Of course. I completely agree with all of that. My only thing with her is that she's like, if I say no to going over to their place, then I don't get to have sex. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you any differently. Like,
Well, that's why I think she's misconstrued my advice is. She says, Jordana always says that if you're comfortable sleeping with someone on whatever date, then go for it and to do what makes you happy. I also say that if you are looking for something serious, that you should wait to have sex, not because like the guy won't like you or the guy will put you in a certain situation, but because I do think that sex can often lead to you feeling more false feelings of intimacy for someone. Mm-hmm. So I think it's better to get to know someone before having sex with them, so you can decide, do I actually like this person, or are my hormones kind of inflating what I think about this person? Because sex is a chemical act.
Yeah. And also, is this...
But I think, yeah, if you are just looking for sex, if you are not at all thinking about wanting something deeper or wanting something more intimate, I think you can have sex whenever you want to have sex.
Go for it.
But that's not what she's looking for.
Yeah, she's saying she's not connecting the two, it seems.
Right.
But here's what I would say, my best advice, or like, yeah, say no and hey, I'll hang out with you if you want to do dinner, but I'm not going to just come over to your place. I would stop making excuses for people just because it seems like what she's doing is she's saying, these are great candidates that I should want to be with, so I will do anything in my power to stay around them while having sex. So right. Like, she's like, well, they're busy with work. And it's like none of these, this guy, she's not describing a guy who's like got nothing to do. So it's like, you know, like I think a lot of times, again, with what you're saying is like, not to speak for you, but like the idea that like a lot of the emotional masturbation stuff. So you go, well, he's checked 7 boxes. So right. I'll just let him off the hook with all his excuses so that I can keep fucking.
Right.
And it's like, that's not owning your own taste. That's not. And I think the biggest thing for her is she holds herself to the standards of the last fuck.
What do you mean? Like,
so like a lot of women that write in here that men don't do. Men, here's what men don't do. They don't go home with you on the first date and then go, I guess I have to go home with her after every date now. They don't hold themselves to that first date them.
Right.
The second date is independent of the first date. So
you're saying she, just because she slept with someone on the first date doesn't mean she has to sleep with them on the second date.
Yeah, and just because she met him at 9 p.m. at his place because he was busy doesn't mean that she's not worthy of a date the next week.
Right.
Or worthy of going to dinner. She needs to be okay with asking for the things she wants from these sexual partners.
Right. And then their reaction is more telling than the question.
Yeah. Hey, let's do dinner next week. Well, I'm so busy. But you can come over at 9 o'clock. Like, you go, oh, that feels cheap. I don't even like you if you're going to offer that as your rebuttal.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. At that point, then you go, well, I don't even like how that feels.
goodbye, I'm going to go find someone else to fucking go to dinner with.
Right.
You know, like, I think, like, it becomes this all or nothing thing.
Right. And I think just, like, the power of saying no to things that are not making you happy, or even things that are, because it's like, it's not making her happy. Like, yeah, when she goes over, she'll feel good when she's over, but then when she leaves, she'll feel like shit.
Exactly.
And I get that.
That's the Chick-fil-A example that I'm bringing up.
Right.
Like, I'm going to go and eat 7 chicken right. fried sandwiches yeah. and feel really good while it's happening, and then after, leave and sit on the toilet and fucking, you know, worry about and have the, you know, the chicken sweats.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
that's not,
it's not as fulfilling.
So the next time I'm not going to do that.
Right. So it's kind of, it's like a matter of owning your standards, but also seeing, like, being able to time discount. So being able to say, like, yeah, like, he doesn't want to do dinner. He only wants me to come over at 9. Yeah, I'd probably would like to do that tonight, but I know tomorrow I won't feel good about it. Or tomorrow I'm not, if he doesn't text me or if this doesn't turn into something, I know I'm not going to feel good about that. So I'm going to, like you said, with the Chick-fil-A, I'm going to forego doing what makes me feel good in this very second for something that I feel like will have more long-term fulfillment.
I mean, even saying that to the guy, she says she's afraid that she's catching feelings for this guy and it's only been a month. I think saying to the guy, hey, I would love to come over, but like, I enjoy our interactions outside of the bedroom.
Right. I want to make sure this isn't just sexual. I like
saying that under a month, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to just lose people. Here's what she's, the other thing is like that she's kind of wrong about is that if she says that she's losing someone that would have done that. The person that won't even go to dinner with you, that only will do the 9 p.m. hangout, is only allowing themselves to get to know you so much.
Right.
They're not there to meet you. They're not there to get to know you on the next level. They're there to know you enough to have fun with you in a bed and have an unawkward Uber conversation after it's over.
Right. So it's just about weeding out those guys. And they can do that by asking questions.
Yeah. And I think what she thinks is like, well, then there'll be no guy that will do this. That's wrong. That's wrong. You're going to find someone that's going to fit your sexual activity and fit what you're looking for. It's just a matter of not wasting your time on the people who will never go that way with you. And I think her holding herself to this, like, well, we fucked once, so now I can't say no to this again. You know what I mean? Like,
right. It doesn't,
like, that's a waste of time.
Well, that's a good thing to know for her.
You know, my personal opinion.
I agree.
Let's do some games.
Let's do it. Okay.
That's a tough one. I don't mean to sound like I don't.
No, I think it's tough because it's like I do promote like sexual freedom and doing what you want to do and hooking up when you want to hook up. And I think that's totally fine. But I do think that you can't pretend that sex and dating don't, like you said, don't have anything to do with each other.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't. It's not independent.
Right.
It's all mixed.
If you're just looking to get off, I think you can have sex anytime you want to do that. I have no issue with that.
I mean, the same goes for like relationships too. It's like, if you know, I can only speak for myself, but I'm saying to say that like when people think about cheating, it's like, is, you know, like to say that the minute you're in a serious relationship you don't look at other women or men,
right,
is crazy.
Yeah,
but you do the same thing you did with having sex. You go, what are the,
I want to do this right now.
The pluses and minuses.
Right. But I know that tomorrow I will this isn't going to make me feel good. This. I'm going to make me feel bad.
Exactly. And if I lost what I have built with someone, then I won't necessarily feel so great and I'll have lost something greater in my life.
Right. And the ability to, like, again, time discount or to say, to think into the future and know how you will feel in the future is like one of the things that you get better at as you get older.
Yeah. And it's
that's why younger people are probably more likely to cheat
and make mistakes general.
Yeah.
Let's play some games. Send them in to UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com.
Okay. Says they'll make you a home cooked dinner and puts Tostino's pizza rolls in the oven as the meal. It's your fourth date with Jess.
Fourth date. She's like, I'm cooking.
I'm cooking. Come over. I'm cooking.
Puts in some Tostino's pizza rolls. I'd be okay with this, but then I would be like, lesson learned. I'm cooking from now on. Like, I would be like,
would you say that to her?
I'd be like, this is the meal.
And she'd be like, yeah, these are delicious.
Of course they're delicious. But it's Tuesday. I want to eat these when I'm drunk. Like, I would think it's funny, but like also like, all right, this is who they are.
Right. You know? I shouldn't expect the gourmet meals.
Or the, you know, like I should be expected to cook at that point. Like,
right.
You know, this isn't.
You have to factor that in.
Yeah. But the idea that someone was like, I'm making you
come
a meal.
Come over. Make
one time, I'll never forget it. A friend of mine, she had like this big Christmas party or whatever for all our friends. We were younger and we were in the city and everyone was like, oh, I'll bring booze. And she's like, no one bring food. And then everyone's like, oh man, I got tons of food. Don't worry about the food. And we got there. There was like one plate of chips and we're like, all right, well, we're never trusting you again. It's not that, right. I'm not friends with them anymore, but it's like, I'm not going to your dinner party
right.
hungry.
Yeah, the plan is no longer for me to come over and you make me dinner.
Yeah, and expect this big, huge dinner.
Right, that's fair.
What would you do?
I think it would be the same. I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I'd eat it, and I'd be like, okay, well, this isn't going to be the date anymore. I'd be like, I think it would be like a little bit of a red flag just in terms of like the effort.
Sure.
Because for me, it'd be more about that. It's less about like what the actual output is.
I guess more, the like, more delusional, the better. The more... Right. They're like, I made you a meal. You're like, at least you thought this was try.
Right.
If the Totinos were just like tossed in the
right.
Oh, they're microwaved. Shit. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh shit, I didn't even. Yeah, yeah. I'm cooking. Like, if right. they forgot.
That's what I'm saying. It's that'd like, be a for me. Deal it's more breaker. About like the thought of it. So like that would be the turnoff for me, less than the meal. Like those are good. I'll eat them.
Yeah.
But, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. They order you an Uber pool on your first date. Uber pool home.
Like
I got this. Don't worry about it.
Deal breaker. I'm out. To me, if like a woman ordered an Uber pool for us home,
yeah,
I would think that she felt threatened by me.
Like, I'd be like, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like I'd be like, oh, she really like got the wrong vibe from this date, and I'd be like, I'm gonna take my own.
That's
I'm
really
gonna go
funny.
And do my own thing.
I think. It would be a deal breaker for me just because I'd be like, okay, this is the first date. This is the height of like the impression that he wants to make on me.
Yeah.
And there's like three other people in the car. It's kind of like, I don't want to be like snobby, but like,
sure.
If someone wants to take the subway on a first date, I'm not really into that either. Not that I don't take the subway. I take the subway all the time,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a little bit of a romance killer. So to me, it's like, if you're taking that effort out of it in the beginning, it really only goes
south from there.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be a little weird to share a car home with like some kid, college kid,
right,
who's like with his backpack. Yeah, I would love to be that third person.
It takes away from the mood, I think, of the date. And like, again, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're on a budget, for me, it would be like a little bit of a turnoff.
To me, that's the only reason to take an Uber pool, is to maybe be the third person when the date's in the car. Oh, hey, guys.
I've taken an Uber pool like twice and I hate it. Like, it's the worst.
I've never taken it.
It's terrible.
This shows our privilege right now.
I know. We're terrible people. But it just takes forever. It's like, I might as well just fucking like walk.
I mean, it's literally the local bus.
Right. Yeah. Not worth. I mean, we're assholes, but whatever.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You get in a fender bender on the first date. And turns out his car is unregistered, so it's impounded on the spot.
Here's, and then she wrote this.
Note the screenshot. Pretty sure car registrations don't auto-renew. Also, pay your tolls.
So her friends text to her. She goes, funny story about my date. We got hit by a car, and it wasn't his fault, he had outstanding tolls, so his registration didn't auto-renew in January, and we had to get towed in the city and Uber back. Like this huge fiasco.
Oh, God, she wrote back.
So the fender bender, and then his car gets towed. I'd say it's a very bad look for someone, but it would have to depend on how the rest of the date went.
What kind of car is it? That's a big deal. After our Uber pool conversation. I mean,
it's a pretty bad look.
Is it a Mercedes? It's a bad look. Not paying your tolls. The auto renew, I don't know the truth or the... You know, the fact or fiction that goes along with that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how much of a lie that is, but that is a very... I think it's a fine lie when you're embarrassed.
Right.
Like, he's just trying to save embarrassment. So he's going, oh, the auto renew, I'm sorry. Like, he's just looking for, he's scrambling for any type right. of, like, I wouldn't peg him on the.
It'd be one of those things where, like, every other irresponsible thing he did for the rest of the time we were dating, I would just be like, should have known. I know. Like, that very first impounding of his car.
Yeah, the tolls bother me more than the auto renew.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Pretty like, sure car registrations don't just auto renew. Okay, well, maybe right. not.
When you don't pay your fucking tolls, you have an Easy Pass.
You're just running through Easy Pass on a daily basis. Like, that's more of a
right.
It's deal like a breaker response. To me.
Yeah, if I was a 31-year-old person, as her friend is, I think I'd be like, I'm looking for someone a little bit more responsible.
It is a deal breaker for me because now that we've talked through it,
yeah.
If you've got toll booth debt, that means you've definitely got credit card debt. That means right. you've definitely got student loan debt. And if we get together, guess whose debt that is now?
Yours.
Mine.
All right. Well,
we did it.
That was our episode. Thanks, guys. Go see Jared in San Diego.
Thank you for that. And go download Ship.
Yes.
We'll be back next episode.
Bye.
Betches.